From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California State University System has named Timothy White as its new chancellor. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
White has served as chancellor at the University of California, Riverside since 2008. Under his leadership, UCR established two new schools in public policy and medicine. It's also the most diverse university in the system. White says he's enthusiastic about now leading the nation's largest system of four-year schools, despite the ongoing state budget problems that have plagued higher education.
We have our work cut out, but I am enormously optimistic. Maybe I'm a pathological optimist, I don't know, but I am enormously optimistic about the system's future and the state's future. We just have to find a way here in a difficult economy.
White will receive an annual salary of $421,500. He's expected to start the job at the end of December, replacing Charles Reed, who is retiring after 14 years. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
One day after supporters of California Governor Jerry Brown's November tax initiative launched their first TV ads, Proposition 30 opponents are going to the airwaves for the first time, too.
Sacramento politicians want you to believe Prop 36 billion a year tax increase means more money for schools, but it's all smoke and mirrors.
The ad is designed to counter the Yes on 30 ads, which say the new revenue from the sales and income tax measure would go to education. The state budget calls for the elimination of up to 3 weeks of school if Prop 30 fails. If it passes, the money would go to schools and free up money in the California General Fund for other budget programs. The governor and other Prop 30 supporters have vastly outraised opponents, but a committee that opposes the measure has just received a $10 million donation that could help critics get their message out. Vote-by-mail balloting begins next week. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell.